Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you so much for your patience. This is Overseer Paulette. I have placed everyone that has called in on live, and I ask you to put your phones on mute unless you are going to be sharing. We are grateful for the ministry of Holy Spirit as he brings us together for teaching and instructions and guidance. We're coming down to the last month of your preparation, the month of August. We are just excited for your journey and for our part that we are able to walk with you in this. We do pray humbly that that which we have done will be the blessing that your ministry will need. And as you are elevated, you will remember and you will take advantage of the resources that have been shared with you and given to you. We are going to give more information about the conference and your part in the conference. We do want to encourage you for the month of August for our phone conversations and preparation and training, that you make yourself available with your paperwork that's been sent to you, all of the notices that Minister Sherita has sent. They're all things that we're going to start using in preparation for our meetings. One of the books is Spiritual Discipline Handbook that you were on your list of books to obtain. We're going to be using that book. You received the information on the mountains, on the prayer watches, on your consecration from the book of Psalms for the names of God. And so we want you to be prepared. Everyone should have a list of the names of God that you secure from some source or other. And there are so many different sources that you can use that have those a very thorough list, and they're part of your reading material and books. I'm going to open the floor to Minister Sherita, who will give us our weekly announcement. Minister Sherita?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. We pray that you are enjoying your process so far. On Monday, we sent out the consecration packet, and actually the consecration begins today. We've incorporated the Daniel fast, the prayer watches, soul and media purging exercises, daily confessions, and the mountains and the seven mountains. And actually, Prophet Michael is going to share further details during the meeting. And for the homework assignment this week, we ask everyone to choose the prayer watch that God has anointed you to watch in, and then share with us your watch decrees for the mountain of family. And also, we're going to continue our study on the candidate and accountability partner relationship. And this week's scriptural presenters are Pastor Jeffrey Price and Minister Brittany Buck on accountability in Christ, which is found in Galatians 6:1-2, Brother Drayshawn Jackson and Pastor Olivia Deloach on accountability to God, found in Romans 14:2, and then Sister Diana Murray and Minister Katie Smith on accountability to the body, found in Corinthians 12:12-26. And then again, we also can ask you to continue to become familiar with the attributes of God, and then just be ready to share what new name or familiar name of God that the Holy Spirit has revealed to you. And then also just continue to register for the retreat.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sherita. We do want to get started. We apologize for the lateness of our setup, but we pray that all is flowing smoothly. Excuse me, and if it is not, you can text me at 630-701-4303 if you're having any problem with hearing the broadcast. So we heard the names of the individuals that were to present today, but if Prophet Michael is on the line, we want to start with our prayer 21-day consecration. Pastor Mike, are you on the line with us this evening? One of the things I would like to do, and I pray that this works well, is to always keep on the background in our session a slight musical interlude, and I pray that it doesn't interfere when different ones come to speak. But that way, so that while we're waiting for those to unmute their phones and get to their phones, we don't have dead time. But feel free that I'll continue to talk right now. But if you're there and you're ready, we do ask that you come forth. We also are going to have Bishop Isaac today share some with clarity some of the elements that are going to be involved in this consecration of decreeing and declaring so that we fully understand what those items mean. There'll be references in the prayer consecration to different written books, different written different written resources that you have. And part of it in the Spiritual Discipline Handbook is the portion on prayer and the types of prayers. So though we will give you a brief overview of it each day that one of the prayer postures are being presented, it is going to be for you to look it up and to do further read on that particular prayer and prayer posture. Okay? So we are going to open the line for Bishop.
Yeah, hello.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Can you open us up in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you have done. We thank you for these candidates. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just you being God and you being awesome. Heavenly Father, we ask now, God, that you just guide this process, O God, and continue to open up the minds, Heavenly Father, of your individuals, O God, so that they may lead, Heavenly Father, in a way, O God, that will be suitable to you, O God. Thank you for each and every one of them. Thank you, O God, for the positions you are placing them into the kingdom, O God. Thank you for what's about to take forth on this evening, Heavenly Father, as they are coming to the climax, O God, of this process, Heavenly Father, so that they can be released to do what you have called and created them to do with such ease, O God. So we bless you, Father, and we thank you. We thank you for every individual that's involved. We thank you for the committee. We just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
Thank you. Amen. All right, Bishop.
Yes. You want me to go first?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. And just talking about decreeing and declaring. Interesting. And so let me throw out all the arguments. One of the things that we all are going to encounter in this area is that there will be great debate about should the people of God be decreeing, should the people of God be declaring. And even though some people will use these terms either together and they can be either used distinct and separate. So what we're finding out, and I came across some interesting studies today with this decreeing and declaring. And one theologian argued that decreeing and declaring wasn't biblical. Not that it couldn't have been found in the Bible, because the words are found in the Bible. But when we are praying and we are decreeing and declaring, some would believe that we don't have the right to decree because of what it stands for. And they had supporting scriptures that suggested that the only individual that was able to decree would be God the Father. And so looking at that, and then questioning, do we have that right? And this is in my opinion now. This is in my opinion that there will be individuals that I believe that God will appoint to be in the position to be able to decree, and there will be individuals, yeah, let me say that. And to decree is to establish an order, and I mean a God order on this earth, and God will put individuals in that position. So here is the position I think that as we are further developing and researching this area that I think we all need to take. God has already put out the decrees, and you can find every decree that is necessary through the Word of God. And as a result of that, if we take that standpoint, then as we are in position and as we are wrapped up in Him, then we ought to begin getting into the habit of declaring what He has already decreed. So our decreeing, it looks like, just real simple, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When I'm decreeing that, I'm decreeing it based off of what the Scripture says. And I'm standing behind it, and the decreeing and the declaring occurs as I am putting out into the atmosphere what the Father has already said, so that the order, the commandment, the regard, the wisdom can go forth. The sentence, the statute, the manner, the commission, it can go forth when I am declaring. And so the challenge for the people of God becomes this, and it becomes simple, and it's wonderful. You got to know what the Word of says. So, for example, we have spent time decreeing healing on certain individuals, and the truth of the matter is God has already given us that authority. Heal the sick. You don't have to decree healing because He has already given us that authority. We just ought to use it in the name of Jesus, opposed to establishing a new order. And so that just becomes something to think about and something to research. So I'm going to definitely encourage everybody to do a strong study on the words decree and declaring, and come up with your own scripture, not your own scripture, but come up with a baseline for yourself about those words and those topics and those positions, because then that becomes important when you are commanding your morning or decreeing and declaring in your prayer watches. As we are going through this 21-day fast, it becomes significant that we decree and declare the Word of God. If you stay around that sense, you can never go wrong. We err when we do everything outside of what the Word of God says. And so the challenge that has to really be put into our minds is that we need to not only see, but allow the Word of God to be a part of our everyday lives, of our everyday moment, because there's power in the Word of God. And I know we quote that and we say that's a cliche, but the truth of the matter is there is power in it. You know, as I look at some of the challenges in my own life, and as I begin to decree and declare what the Word of God says about them, you know, it's like you can't run from that level of truth. And it's like, well, Lord, if you are my shepherd and, you know, I shall never want or I shall never lack, and I'm feeling that there's a lack here, then where am I missing it at? And this is where the Holy Spirit will then begin to bring revelation, insight, enlightenment into those areas, so that you can walk mightily in the position and the authority that God has given you. And so thus, we must begin to understand our position. We must begin to understand the authority that God has given each and every one of us, especially in the offices or positions that God has given us, and then begin to walk accordingly to those and decree and declare according to the authority that God has given us.
Amen. And I pray that these bits of information that you're being given, they're your springboard into your own study. They're just what's
right.
going to continue to guide you in your spiritual growth and development. You are part of the ecumenical network, which takes their many different denominations. You're going to contact the Bible says that study to self approved, a workman that need not be ashamed. And so these are things that we present to you so that you don't just regurgitate what's been given or what you've heard, but you will study them and you will allow Holy Spirit to let you know, are you one of the ones that are to establish something? Are you one of the ones that God is sending in this season to do a unique work? And so you want to not just, I want to walk as like puppets, but rather walk as men in constant contact with the divine nature of our walk so that we are in alignment with what heaven would have us to do. And so these are the reasons we bring these things to you. And I know for sometimes, you know, there are those who say, oh, this is just overwhelming. Just tell me, is it this or is it that? You're being lifted and elevated into a place that is no longer going to be your lifestyle. Your spiritual life and development is going to look different because these are things that are going to become, you are going to become responsible for in the lives of other people. And so you do want to make sure that you have studied to show yourself approved. And now we will have a prophet Mike, if he's on the line. Prophet Mike. And make sure everybody's, phone is on live. Take your phone off mute, and we will receive our 21-day consecration instruction from Prophet Mike. Prophet Mike may not be on the line yet. Okay, we understand that sometimes our members are stuck in Prophet. Are stuck at work. I'm not sure if we're not having a good connection or what. But I trust that everybody received their email from Minister Sherita. We are in day one already. And I'll just, Minister Sherita, if you could just go through it with us. We will just depend on you this evening. Amen. to them. See, what they want is what.
Hello, I'm sorry. My phone was muted.
Oh. Okay, not a problem.
Okay, so we're going through day one of the consecration?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so today's prayer focus actually, first I'll go ahead and read the scripture. Okay, so the scripture for the consecration is, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And that is in Revelations 11 and 15. And so for the prayer focus for the day comes from Psalms 51, 1 through 12. The prayer practice for the day is centering prayer. Centering prayer is when a person who is praying seeks to quiet scattered thoughts and desires in the still center of Christ's presence. In centering prayer, we do not give God information about all our needs, ideas, agenda, etc. You leave all suggestions and requests. You simply sit in the presence of God and give him your undivided love and attention. Generally, in centering prayer, the only words that are spoken are words that continually bring our drifting attention back to God. And examples of this are, Jesus, I love you. Father, peace, I worship you. Name in the name of God, Jehovah. And also begins the Daniel fast today. When you enter the Daniel fast, you do not only modify your diet, but you also begin praying for God's wisdom to make appropriate choices for food in your diet, adding some and deleting others. Remember that the Daniel fast is not only about what you don't put in your mouth, but it's what's in your heart. And the scripture for this is Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's table, and that is in Daniel 1 and 8. And then we have the consecration commitment for the day, which is silent worship, spending at least 10 minutes in silence and listening only to the voice of God. And then today's soul purging is asking the Holy Spirit to reveal the soul purging for the day and then writing it down and to commit to eliminating it from your life over the next days of this consecration journey. And so an example of soul purging is critical thinking. And also there's a sacrificial exercise for the day. And the sacrificial exercise for the day was humility, doing something anonymously today and then meditate on how it felt that only God knew about it. And then just journaling your personal time with God, writing down anything that you believe the Holy Spirit spoke to you during your personal time with him. And then commanding your confession. And the commanding your confession for the day is, I am a brand. God has plucked me out of the fire and declared the enemy cannot have me.
Amen. Amen. And as you look at your daily consecration activities, you will find there may be references to the different spiritual discipline practices in your spiritual discipline handbook. And so if you're not quite sure what it means, you need to look through that and go through the index, and you will find the different sections as it relates to, like I said before, the prayer, the activities that you may do for the one another, the soul purging, the sacrificial exercise. All of these things are done in very detail in that book. So you want to check your daily prayer focus for the next day, because they're not going to be the same. And so don't think that day one is going to be like day two, three, and four, because it is not. It is going to be different. And so you want to make sure that you start your day off correctly. For those that may say, well, I didn't start today, I didn't do the day the way I should have, then combine today with tomorrow. And so everything you needed to do today, do it tomorrow. Everything you need to do tomorrow as well. And then you will be up to speed. I do encourage us to, as a unit, participate faithfully to to the ordination preparation, 21-day consecration. It brings power to people. It brings power to us when we're all engaged in the one or two gathered together with one heart and one mind in our praise and worship of God. And so, as I said, going forward for the month, you're going to do a lot of participation. So let's the people get prepared, and we will start with those that are to present their information as it relates to the elements of accountability. We have Elder Deborah on the line. If you can kind of give them an overview of what their sharing should look like and what it is we're looking for, we'll take your phone off of mute and share that with them. And then we will start with who we're starting with. We will start with Pastor Deloach, and then go to Brother Deshaun, Minister Brittany, Pastor Jeff, Sister Diane, and then end with Minister Katie. All right, Elder Deborah. Okay. We have a lot of missing committee members on the line today. But what we want to, what we are attempting to accomplish in everyone's participation with these elements that should be present in your accountability to one another is establishing relationships with one another. And that, again, is another area in your spiritual discipline handbook that you'll find is extremely necessary for the power of the church. And it is the elements that were very present in the first church as the church exploded. So as we are being ordained and going forth into the offices that we've been birthed to walk in, we want to make sure that we exercise these things that are essential to the growth in the kingdom. And so we will start with Pastor Deloach. If you could take your phone off of mute, Pastor Deloach, Pastor Jeff, Minister Katie, Minister Brittany, Sister Diane, and Brother Deshaun. And either of the six of those people can just start. Tell us your scripture and what element is involved in your presentation. Amen.
All right. I'm on the line. Overseer, Minister Katie.
All right.
Our scripture is 1 Corinthians 12 through 26. I had to open up the real one so I could read it. I guess that's a lot of scripture to read, but I wanted to read it in one of the easy read versions. And I didn't understand what you meant by the element. You mean talk about what it means to be a part of the body that was our assignment.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure of. Okay. The scripture, 1 Corinthians 12 through 26, says thus, you can easily enough see how this kind of thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body has many parts, limbs, organs, cells, but no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one spirit, we all said goodbye to our partial and piecemeal lives we each used to be independently call or used to independently call our own shots. But then we entered into a large and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. This is what we proclaimed in word and action when we were baptized. Each of us is now part of his resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his spirit, where we all come to drink. The old labels we once used to identify ourselves, labels like Jew or Greek, slave or free, are no longer useful. We need something larger, more comprehensive. I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less. A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. If a foot said I'm not elegant like a hand embellished with rings, I guess I don't belong to this body. Would that make it so? If an ear said, I'm not beautiful like an eye, limpid and expressive, I don't deserve a place on the head, would you want to remove it from the body? If the body was all eye, how could it hear? If it was all ear, how could you smell? As it is, we see that God has carefully placed each part of the body right where he wanted it. But I also want you to think about how this keeps your significance from getting blown up into its self-importance. For no matter how significant you are, it's only because of what you are a part of, as an enormous eye or a gigantic hand wouldn't be a body. It would be a monster. What we have is one body with many parts, each its proper size and in its proper place. No part is important on its own. Can you imagine an eye telling the hand, get lost, I don't need you, or a head telling the foot, you're fired, your job has been phased out? As a matter of fact, in practice, it works the other way. The lower the part, the more basic and the more necessary it is. You can live without an eye, for instance, but not without a stomach. When it's a part of your own body, you're concerned with it. It makes no difference whether the part is visible or clothed, higher or lower. You give it dignity and honor just as it is, without comparison. If anything, you have more concern for the lower parts than the higher. If you had to choose, wouldn't you prefer good digestion to a full-bodied hair? The way God designed our bodies is a model for understanding our lives together as a church. Every part dependent on each other. The parts we mention and the parts we don't mention. The parts we see and the ones we don't. If one part hurts, every other part is involved in the hurt and in the healing. If one part flourishes, every other part enters into exuberance. The one thing that stood out for me in this particular scripture was, number one, of course, as a seer, I did get a vision. And he pointed out that in my past, I felt, you know, alone, especially in a big room. Even if I was a part of an organization, didn't quite seem to be all there, you know, a part of it fully or completely. Something was always lacking or holding me back or whatever it was. But what he showed me was that looking at my own body, or just remembering what I had seen when I had been in the hospital, some of the things that people were going through, especially specifically, he pointed out the stroke victims. He says, if you know one piece of the body is not functioning, that's a stroke. that makes it the body incapacitated. The same thing with my church. When you're there and not fully functioning, it's like a body with a limp, or a hand that's not working, or an eye that you can't see out of. You know, and he said, that's not how I designed you to work. There's a divine capacity that you've been ordained to stand in, to work in, to worship in. Not necessarily work, but to worship in, because everything you do, including your work, is worship. And your part of the body is very significant, is what this particular version of the scripture points out very, very well, which is why I wanted to read it. And the fact, in being connected to those that I'm accountable for, whether I've been able to connect with them or not, the one thing I really want them to understand is that this is a very significant time for you. You know, God has called you into a place, and my job is only to let you know that this matters, that you matter, that I can't let you give up on what God has ordained and called you to do and to be. My job is, if nothing else, to be your cheerleader, you know, and to assist you like a hand would assist you. You can, because the mouth can't eat unless the hand the hand provides the food to it, you know.
Amen.
You know, those were the most important things that were pointed out for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Ms. Katie. Now, is your partner, sister Diana, on the line? Take your phone off of mute. Mr. Brittany or Pastor Jeff?
Pastor Jeff.
Amen.
Hello.
Pastor Jeff.
Yes,
I have
Ephesians 6:1-2. I mean, I'm sorry, Galatians, so I apologize. Galatians 6:1-2.
Yes.
Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted, bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. The thing I think about when I read it, I think the biggest example in the Bible, I think, of accountability is when you look at the prophet Nathan, when he stepped to King David in 2 Samuel chapter 12, when he stepped to him and said, called him out on his sin with Bathsheba.
Yeah.
And to top it off, he killed the story, he killed, had the Bathsheba's husband killed, and then he got her pregnant. Of course, the baby died, and then basically had Solomon. But, I mean, he went through the point I'm making is that the prophet Nathan, usually when you step to a king, it's possibly you could be lost of life, whatever.
Right.
And that's the risk that he was taking. But, for one, prophet Nathan had a love for God, and he had, I believe, a genuine love for David. And so he saw that David was a man after God's own heart. So he went and got him, went after him, because he knew that he had strayed far from what God had called him to do. And the thing about David, he was supposed to be battling. He's supposed to be on the battlefield when he was checking out, when he was gazing his eyes on Bathsheba. And so that's many times as believers, we and as ministers or whatever, we can get all sidetracked because we're not doing what God calls us to do. But as when you talk about accountability, we are to restore that brother and restore them in love, but careful that we're not being judgmental, because we easily fall into that sin ourselves.
Yes.
When we talk about, I mean, this might be far-fetched, but this is my personal belief, that when we sit up and we don't say anything, we're basically standing in agreement with that person's sin. I'm talking about believers now. I'm not talking about people of the world. Believer. This is like a passage of scripture that Paul writes for the believers to step to and be accountable for one another. The thing I think about often is Harriet Tubman. When she was freed from slavery, she went back. She put her life at risk to go back and free other slaves. So, I mean, we are literally, when we talk, it says, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. She went back.
Yes.
She took put herself in harm's way to go back to free others. And I think some of that was spearheaded because of the fact that she was a Christian woman and everything. So that is my thing on accountability.
Amen. Absolutely. And I think that those scriptural characters are wonderful studies in what accountability should look like. And it's not always comfortable, nor is it always safe physically. And yet we must be accountable to Christ first, not our own agenda or the agenda of others or don't want to rock the boat. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful presentation. Is Pastor Deloach on the line? I want, I'm going to give the last four digits of phone number, and you're going to be next in sharing with us the homework, 1680, 3562, and 8761. Again, 8761, 3562, and 1680. All right? Pastor Deloach, are you on the line? You have to take your phone off of mute. Their topic element in the accountability relationship is accountable to God, and it comes from Romans 14 and 2. Is Elder Deborah on the line? Accountable to God. Okay. Brother Deshaun or Minister Brittany or Elder Deborah. All right. Then we will go to these individuals, the last four digits of your phone number. I lost my sheet of what I said, so I hope you remember it. And don't act like you didn't hear me. Now, the homework was, and Minister Sharita, you can help me to make sure I express it correctly. Everyone was to find out what your prayer watch is. So that's the first thing you want to share with us is the prayer watch, what the focus of your prayer watch is, and as a result, what are you praying for on behalf of the family based on the prayer watch focus. Okay? First one, you're up. Anybody that did the homework, that will be fine. You will just take your phone off of mute and share this evening. Part of your evaluation is your participation. Some of you have not had a whole lot. Yes. Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Overseer.
Yes.
This is Sharita. I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, so the prayer watch that I believe that I'm anointed to pray on is the first watch, which is the 6 p.m. through the 9 p.m. watch. And the first watch is all about silencing the enemy. And so I believe one of the ways, if not one of the only ways to silence the enemy is with the Word of God. And so my watch also talks about the period for covenant renewal with God, time for the nature of the Lamb of God, and then time for preparation of the fruits of our life. And so just incorporating this with the mountain of family, my decrees are, I decree Malachi 4 and 6, he will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their father. I decree Psalms 112:2. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. I decree Deuteronomy 28:11. The Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, and in the offspring of your beasts, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers to give you. I decree Jeremiah 29:30-17. For I will restore health to you and your wounds. I will heal. And then this decree that I'm decreeing is the last decree, and it is based off of Revelation 2:4. I decree and declare that the families of the earth will return to their first love, Abba Father.
Hallelujah. Excellent. Excellent declaration. All right. Wonderful. The next candidate or partner.
Oh, hello.
Yes, yes.
This is Drayshawn Jackson.
Amen. Amen, Drayshawn. Yes.
I have Romans 13:2, and it says, one believes he may eat anything while the weak man eats only vegetables. And I got from it was, one believes that he may eat all things, one that is informed or right of his Christian liberty, is fully persuaded, and that upon good grounds that he may eat anything that is wholesome, though forbidden by the ceremonial law, that there is no difference of clean and unclean meat. And what I got was that I can't offend my brother for what I have received, and that If I believe that I deserve better, I shall get what I deserve instead of getting what I don't deserve.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Is your mother available to share as well?
No.
What her prayer watch is?
You're talking about Yvonne?
Yes.
Hold on. I'll get her.
Okay. Thank you. Well, let me start calling names. Maybe that's the problem. You don't know what your phone number is that I see you call from.
I knew what mine is, Overseer, but I had already spoken, so I was going to wait to let everybody else go first.
Okay. All right. All right. About the, what do we have here? Sister Lynette. Sister Lynette, Evangelist Roberta. Sister Ruby.
Melissa Paulette, you may not be able to hear me because I'm in the car on the highway.
Oh, okay. All
but
right.
But I am on the line.
And so am I. Esther
Lotus is on the line now. Because he's talking in the car. I don't know. Can you hear all the noise?
No.
Okay. You were talking about the prayer watch.
Yes.
I believe my prayer watch is changing, and I'm not very familiar with the new prayer watch, but originally it was, and it's still Holy Spirit waking me up, so I can't think of, I think it's the, I know it's from 12 to 3.
Okay.
So I can't remember which one that is right now. Fourth prayer watch, I believe it is. But it's changing. Holy Spirit been waking me up like five, between four and five. So it's the next prayer watch. And I'm not that familiar with it, so I can't tell you because it just changed recently.
Okay.
It just began to change recently. But
all right.
The other one was warfare praying for the family as well, and praying for, against witch, you know, witchcraft, and praying for the nation, and just doing a lot of warfare for things that are taking place in the night time. When the witches are going out and, you know, on their hunt. So just coming against those things.
And I think that that's a wonderful observation that is true for everyone to realize that it may have been one watch in one season, but when the season changed, the watch can change. And we should be aware of it, as evangelists is very mindful of the fact that it is a shift. We need to identify those shifts and become familiar with what the new assignment is. So that's a wonderful, wonderful example and sharing of the prayer watch and the focus that your prayer watch should have. Did we get Evangelist Hosey on the line? Or Pastor Deloach?
Hi, Overseer. I called in. I apologize. I called in at 7, but it told me the things that there was no show schedule for the next 24 hours. So I didn't. That's why I didn't call back.
No problem. There's always going to be there's issues. Last week we had with the program, and then there are issues that when we set it up, if it's not set up a certain way, it doesn't take. But we're always going to try to get it and get it done. So I do apologize.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I thank God for, Evangelist Roberta. She just texted me and told me you were on. Amen. I did try it, so I appreciate her. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Now, that is the perfect example of accountability and accountability partners.
Yes.
And that's how we perfect one another. And I thank God for that. So even though you weren't, you know, you were a living example of what that element of accountability should look like and what it does accomplish. And so we thank God for that and for your diligence.
Yes,
and we do apologize to you as well. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, do we have Evangelist Hope on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm here.
Amen. So your prayer watch.
My prayer watch has shifted on me.
Ah, okay.
It was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., but now it's 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. At first I didn't understand until I started doing some studying. On that particular prayer watch of 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and it was talking about the we ought to pray for such issues as healing in our bodies, in our relationships, in our family, the government, and the economy. So you got a mixture of all of the mountains here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what my prayer watch is now. And I've been really studying Psalms 2, 7, and 9. And it says, I will tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with the rod of iron and dash them in peace the potter's vessel. So that's what I've really been studying and learning, that
Amen.
God has already given us the power and the authority to just, we can speak to a thing, we can speak it with authority. He's given us the authority to tread upon serpents. And he said that he has made, if we do such thing and follow the instructions, he has given us the nation as our heritage. And God said,
yeah.
Take it back. Take it back. This belongs to you. How can you allow something or someone to have possession of something they don't own?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, even with the healing in our bodies, in our families, and, you know, in the, you know, people that have come in contact with us, you know, to begin to speak to our bodies and command it to line up with the promises and the purposes and the plan of God. And, you know, this thing has been really deep for me, so I'm going to leave it right there.
All right.
Especially
amen.
With the healing
was
in our
right
bodies.
There.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we have one time for one more. Shawan, are you on the line?
Minister, overseer.
Yes.
Overseer,
oh.
This is
yes.
Minister Lynette.
okay.
I just want to speak about. It seems like from 6 a.m. to 9, I get really energetic and really focused
okay.
about praying for my family and real concern about them just obeying the word of the Lord. So I really haven't been decreeing, just praying, but I opened a book today. And one of the things that I will begin to declare over my family is that their gifts of the Holy Spirit be released in abundance to the members of my family.
Amen.
That my family be set in the church and be used by God to minister prophetically. That my family will be numbered according to the word of the Lord, that my family will hear the word of the Lord, that the word of the Lord grows mightily in my family and will prevail.
Amen.
The word of the Lord is proven in my family. It is a shield to all of us who trust in him. My family will go and do according to the word of the Lord. And my family will inquire for the word of the Lord today. And that the
Amen.
Word of the Lord tests my family. And that the spirit that the spirit of prophecy be released upon my family members in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that the Lord will put his words in the mouth of my seed and my seed's seed. So that's just some of the things. I want them to walk upright for the Lord, and I want
Amen.
Them to respond to the call that is on their lives and their purpose, walk in their purpose and destiny. So.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We'll have room, like I say, for one more. We will go with, how about Minister Williams?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm here. My watch kind of changed, kind of sort of at the last minute, but I'm going to go with the fourth watch. I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 a.m. And I was reading earlier today, and it came in my head. Well, God put it on my feet and in my mind. It's talking about it is also a time for deliverance to rise and shine for resurrection. And I was reading out of the book, What is Family, you know, the book that we're reading out of, and it was talking about how family in a dictionary is parent and their children, and how that when the family is not together, or the father is not around, Satan can come in and attack. And I was thinking about that today because as a child coming up, the father wasn't there for me, and we didn't spend much time together. But in reading this and everything, it was just basically saying that, you know, how Satan would come in and attack, and the family unit is like glue. The glue is the love in the family between the husband, wife, and the children. And with love, the family really can't survive because the devil done got in and everything. And I used to always have this. I didn't have the respect for my dad because I felt that he could have been around more and been there for me, and like he was for his other children, and that really bothered me. Just until then, right before me and Minister Williams got married, I began to spend time with him when we went to go and get our tuxedos and everything. And
Amen.
We spent that few hours just talking, and it seemed like we was getting to know each other all over again. And then when he was at the wedding, that really brightened up my heart and my spirit and everything. And sometimes we can say that we forgive a person for this, but we really don't forgive them. We just say we do. But, you know, and I was telling my wife today that I'm able to move forward. I'm able to just actually say I forgive this person. I forgive my father for what he did coming up. He may have had his reasons, but if we forgive and we put it back behind us and move forward from there, it work itself out. And so I'm so grateful that God put that in my spirit to just forgive and say, and not just say you forgive, but actually forgive that person and move forward and spend as much time together as you possibly can. Because, again, it took me back to how the family, the love is the glue to the family. Him being my father and my dad. And then not only that, even at the wedding with my mom, I saw my mom. She was one of the, she always say, don't sit them by me, but everything just worked out for the good, you know.
Amen.
So I just communicating and getting together, and I just said that, okay, I forgive my dad for whatever reason it is, and God has placed it on my heart to actually say I forgive, and it's all behind me, and I could go and see him tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to give him a call because I've been intending to call him all this week because, you know, he called us when we was on our honeymoon, and it's just good to be delivered. Yeah. Be delivered from that.
Amen.
So it's
Amen.
For the resurrection. So that's what I'm doing.
Amen. Amen. It's such a powerful position to find yourself in, to be free. To be free, and then you can help free others. And that does bring the healing and the power back into the family. And that defeats the enemy. And I appreciate everyone's input, everyone's insight and revelation and sharing, and we will just ask if Pastor Jeff can just close us out in prayer, and we will meet next week. Those that have not presented, you shall present, and we want to continue to go forth with your prayer watch and your focus for the mountain of the family. Amen. Amen. And don't forget, we will be asking from time to time about your names of God as well. So nothing is done and then set aside, but we want to incorporate it in everything we do so it becomes a part of how we live and we move in Him. Amen, Pastor Jeff, if you can give us a closing prayer.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, for just this time together, Lord, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. We just even thank you for the technology, Lord, that all of us just could come together collectively, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, and share from all different regions, Lord, of the country or wherever, the whereabouts, oh, Heavenly Father, on the road, traveling, Lord, or wherever, oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you that we can all just come together, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, with one accord, Lord, and sharing in your word, Lord, of how good you've been to us, oh, Heavenly Father, and, Lord, how you are directing us, Lord, for the building up of your kingdom, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. And we just thank you for just each individual that's here, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. We just pray for each ordination candidate, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, and just each accountability partner, each family that's attached to the candidates, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord. We just pray for just a fruitful enjoyment, Lord, of you and just experiencing you, Lord, on the journey, Lord, of what you are calling us to be, oh, Heavenly Father. Not that we esteem ourselves higher than any, no matter what the title is, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, you use each and every individual, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that, oh, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, we just pray that you would be with each individual as they leave the line, oh, Heavenly Father. Cover them throughout this weekend, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. Each and every individual, health-wise, financially-wise, oh, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, just watch and cover us, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, throughout the day and tomorrow, throughout the rest of the night, Lord, and tomorrow, Heavenly Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray, oh, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen and amen. Good night, one and all. God bless you.